Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Tuesday, October 15th. Joining me today are Eric and Kate to discuss a fascinating new trend in wearable technology.
Hey, Ted. Great to be here. I'm excited to dive into this topic.
Thanks for having us, Ted. I've got some strong opinions on this one.
Today, we're discussing the Whoop, a minimalist alternative to smartwatches that's gaining popularity among athletes. Let's start with the basics. Eric, what exactly is the Whoop?
Well, Ted, the Whoop is a pretty nifty little gadget. It's a screenless fitness tracker that you can wear on your wrist, bicep, or even integrate it into specialized clothing. The cool thing about it is that it's designed to collect health data without the distraction of a display. It's like having a silent personal trainer that's always watching your moves.
But hold on a second. Isn't the lack of a screen actually a major drawback? I mean,
Kate, I think you're missing the point here. The whole idea is to avoid constant data checking. It's not about instant
gratification. But that's just a fancy way of saying it's less functional than a regular smartwatch, isn't it?
Not at all,
Kate.
It's about quality over quantity. The Whoop collects scientifically significant data for physical and mental health analysis. It's like having a lab on your wrist, minus the beakers and Bunsen burners.
Interesting points from both of you. Now let's talk about the data it collects. Kate, what kind of information does the Whoop track?
Sure, Ted. It measures things like heart rate variability, respiratory rate, and sleep quality. But here's the kicker. Without an interface, users are completely reliant on the app for interpretation. It's like having a crystal ball that only your phone can read.
That's the beauty of it, Kate. The Whoop provides a daily recovery score based on these metrics, allowing athletes to optimize their training and recovery. It's like having
Sure, but at what cost? The subscription model is ridiculously expensive, starting at 30 euros monthly. That's a lot for a device with fewer features than its competitors.
The cost reflects the value of the in-depth analysis and personalized recommendations, Kate. It's an investment in one's health and performance. Think of it like a gym membership for your body's data.
An investment that locks you into a long-term commitment with limited functionality. It seems like a step backward in wearable technology. We might as well go back to using sundials and carrier pigeons.
Let's put the Whoop in historical context. Eric, can you think of a similar product or trend from the past that relates to this digital detox approach?
Absolutely, Ted. This reminds me of the Casio F91W watch from the 1990s. It was a simple, reliable timepiece that became iconic for its minimalist design and functionality. Just like the Whoop, it focused on doing one thing really well.
That's hardly a fair comparison. The F91W was affordable and accessible, unlike the Whoop's expensive subscription model. It's like comparing
The principle Apple's is similar, Kate. Both devices prioritize essential functions over flashy features. The F91W told time, the Whoop tracks crucial health metrics.
But the F91W didn't require a smartphone app or ongoing payments to function. It was truly independent.
Yes, but the Whoop offers so much more in terms of health insights. It's like comparing a pocket calculator to a supercomputer when it comes to analyzing your body's data.
Interesting comparison. Kate, do you see any historical precedent for the Whoop's approach?
If anything, Ted, it reminds me of the early days of fitness trackers like the original Fitbit. But those quickly evolved to include displays because users wanted more immediate feedback. It's like we're going backwards with a Whoop.
That evolution led to information overload. The Whoop is a return to basics, focusing on what really matters for athletic performance. It's
about quality. Doing so at a premium price point, which limits its accessibility compared to those early fitness trackers.
The price reflects the advanced analytics and personalized insights, which weren't available with those basic trackers. It's not just about counting steps anymore. It's about understanding your body on a deeper level.
Still, it feels like we're regressing by removing the display and limiting user interaction with their own data. It's like buying a car without a dashboard and having to check an app to see how fast you're going.
On the contrary, it's progressing by eliminating distractions and focusing on meaningful, actionable insights. It's more like having a personal coach who analyzes your performance and gives you advice, rather than constantly staring at your speedometer.
Let's look to the future. Eric, how do you see the Whoop and similar minimalist devices evolving in the coming years?
I believe we'll see a trend towards more discreet, integrated wearables. The Whoop's ability to be worn in clothing is just the beginning. We might see smart fabrics that can track our health without any visible device. Imagine your shirt being able to monitor your heart rate and hydration levels. It's not far off.
That's a privacy nightmare waiting to happen. Imagine your clothes constantly monitoring and transmitting your health data.
With proper safeguards, it could revolutionize preventive health care. Doctors could spot issues before they become serious problems. It's about using technology
to... Or insurance companies could use it to deny coverage based on your lifestyle choices. It's a slippery slope. We could end up...
That's a bit extreme, Kate. With the right regulations in place, this technology could save lives and improve health outcomes for millions of people. It's about using data for good, not for control.
Interesting perspectives. Kate, what's your vision for the future of fitness tracking?
I think we'll see a return to more comprehensive devices. People want convenience, and that means having one device that does it all. Tracks fitness, displays notifications, and maybe even replaces smartphones entirely. It's about integration, not isolation.
That goes against the whole idea of digital detox. More features mean more distractions and stress. The goal should be to simplify...
Not if they're implemented thoughtfully. The goal should be to enhance our lives, not cut us off from technology. We need...
But that's exactly what the Whoop does. It enhances our understanding of our bodies without constant technological intrusion. It's
at the cost of functionality and accessibility. The future should be about making this technology available to everyone, not just elite athletes who can afford expensive subscriptions. We need affordable, user-friendly devices that empower people to take control of their health.
Quality health insights are worth the investment. The Whoop's model ensures ongoing development and improvement of the product and its analytics. It's like having a team of researchers constantly working to improve your health outcomes.
Well, it seems we've covered a lot of ground today. From digital detox to the future of wearable tech, the Whoop has certainly sparked some passionate debate. Thanks to both Eric and Kate for sharing their insights. Until next time, this is Ted from Listen2, signing off.